Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry down south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Sound loud and clear tonight. Hopefully it'll stay that way. But before we begin, I want to read another prophecy that came in. And I hope people will listen carefully. My son, why do my people provoke me to anger? Have I not blessed them? Have I not given them security in the land? Thus saith the Lord God of the host of heaven, I will come down upon this vile nation with a very heavy hand. You will cry out to me, stop, stop, but I will not hear, for you have refused to repent, and you continue in your evil ways. My children, you have been given the opportunity to seek me, yet you have refused. You have been given the time to trust me, yet you only trust in man. I say, I will now turn my back to you and not repent of the things you have brought upon yourselves. Your stiff-necked, rebellious ways will now lead you into utter despair. I say, repent now, come into the courts of praise, and I will come to you. Do not handle what is holy lightly, for I am holy, and my name is holy. My son, this nation is provoking the dragon, and its tail is mighty. And its bite is fatal. Because my children are more in fear over a virus, I will multiply it, and your fear will be made to justify itself. You think the things of this world will get back to normal. They will not, because as one comes to an end, a bigger one will arrive. And this will be perpetual pestilences. My son, soon the earth will start to shake. The vibrations will be so strong that the islands will move out of place, the mountains will crumble, the frequency of destruction will be low and unheard, yet cause great damage. Now, then he has an insert here. At this point, when the Lord was speaking to me of this shaking, he gave me a vision. I was shown a view of the earth in space, and it was shaking and vibrating. As I continued to watch, the entire earth kept vibrating and shaking. It was nonstop, continuous, excuse me, and without any pause or stopping. As I watched his continuous shaking, I then began to feel the vibrations move into my body to where it felt like my whole body was vibrating and shaking from the inside out, almost feeling like my insides were shaking like jelly, shaking and vibrating so intensely. Then both the vision and the vibrating feeling abruptly ended together. And the Lord continued to speak to me. My children, you do not know fear. Worse is to come because you have provoked me to anger. Be ready. I have said I will shake you out of sleep. These vibrations will send everyone to their knees, and then onto their bellies. The vibrations will be man-made, just as the virus has been. The liars will say, I am causing him, but I am not. I am allowing these judgments to bring my unrepentant people to me. Many will repent, but many more will turn away. I say, repent now. Get your hearts in order. Salvation comes when you repent, which is what I've been trying to tell people for 28 years. No repentance, no salvation. I say unto you, seek me above all things of this world. Care not for material things. Seek righteousness. Seek me, and I will give you comfort and freedom from fear. I am mindful, and I will bless you. I love you, my children. Repent now and turn from your evil ways. Come to me now while you can. I'm coming soon. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I did get that from Don earlier this evening, and about the same time I got that, I got one from my friend in California, the one I refer to as being sensitive. And
yes,
he had sent me a 3-day warning of more earthquake activity. So it's very possible. And by the way, my wife says it's a bad sign. All the dogs in our area howled all night long last night, which is kind of eerie. And and the Native Americans consider that a sign of something coming.
Wow. Well, when I was reading that, you know, when you have a magnetic collapse, and it goes to zero before it reverses polarity, the world trembles and shakes. And I'm wondering if we're not looking here, and this is, he says it's man-made. Well, of course they can do it. Remember that the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, said in a congressional hearing, they have the technology. It's probably Tesla technology, because Tesla said, I can shake the entire world apart. So they may just do this and then blame God for it, because they blame God for everything anyway. And then, I don't know. What do you? I'm curious about it. Where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking, too, as you were talking in that word about in the word referencing the dragon and his tail, that immediately made me think of the destroyer and its entourage.
Yes. Yeah, and it has a bad bite, a fatal bite. There's a lot of things coming upon this world. There's no question folks are in the last days. Here's a headline. I'll kind of bounce around tonight. Maryland deployed its National Guard to protect COVID test kits from the federal government, the governor says. In a Thursday interview with the Washington Post, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan described the extraordinary lengths to which he and the Maryland government went to obtain the test and then to protect them from seizure by federal agents, as had happened in similar gear in other states. He cited the experience of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, who has said the federal government seized some 3 million masks that were headed to his state. Larry, does that remind you of ruler against ruler, and how far is this thing going to go?
Well, I'm beginning to think we haven't seen anything yet, actually. And Jeremiah talks about ruler against ruler, and you and I were talking about Jeremiah and that very concept years ago when we didn't even have a clue to the degree this would go. And here we are, really over the top, if you will, ruler against ruler, and it's going into now depths of warfare in amongst the American people that cannot be conceived, that we just have no clue where this will go.
Yeah, it's the feds against the governors. It's the governors against the Fed. It's Congress left against the right. It just goes on and on and on and on. And it's going to split the nation, of course, into pieces. And I don't think that's very far away. What was your take on this Michigan rally with all the guns coming in? Kind of ominous, I thought, and maybe a warning.
Well, I think that we've reached a point in America where there are some people that's they've basically had enough. And this dictatorial onslaught by the left and the rhino Republicans, or we could actually say also deep state, there's a lot of people tired. They're really tired of it. In Oklahoma, of course, I don't know whether we've opened it up completely or it's just open or whatever. Even the restaurants are open now. You can go and eat in a restaurant now. It's different, but we're in a different world in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the rural districts are much different than the areas right next to the bigger cities. And I don't think the rural district up here has paid much attention to it at all. I'd have to say they pretty much... what do you want to call that, where the citizens just, you know, massive social resistance to these kind of things. However, it is amazing how many people just acquiesce to this whole thing, and I've got some interesting news, which I'll get to, from the CDC itself, and you're not going to believe what they themselves have said. Anyway, lots of people get infected. This is an excerpt. I'm not even sure where it came from. Most are asymptomatic. Some get sick, stay in bed for a couple of days, and then they recover. A tiny fraction of the under 50 years population may get seriously ill and is hospitalized for treatment, and an infinitesimal number end up as fatalities. That's the case for the healthy population under 50. It's the over 70 group, the dinosaurs, I guess one could say, and especially in the over 80 age group that are overwhelmingly share of these severe cases where they have developed. The strategy shouldn't be a plenary lockdown. The right approach is to trace, identify, isolate, support, and treat the vulnerable population that already has many illnesses. Well, Larry, how do you trace, track, and then quarantine elderly people who are perfectly good, perfectly healthy, basically? Are they saying, let's get rid of the nursing homes, where, by the way, people are getting, I think, murdered left and right? Because nobody's there to stop it. What do you think? How do you do this?
Well, it's very interesting because this is not how the CDC came out and laid out their plan. This is a, if you will, a morphed plan. Of course, with the whole coronavirus thing, it's pretty morphed anyway when you begin to look at it. And by the way, Barry Rothman's really digging into this this plan. He just got a photo image. It's on his website of this Craig Ibrahimi, May the 1st, 2020, an image of him wearing the necklace that holds an alien embryo. And when you look at this guy, you know, when he's told Barry that he's really kind of a hybrid. He's something's changed about him, that he's not completely human anymore. Well, you know, he kind of fits that image a little bit. When you look at the image of that Barry's got up, Barry's really digging into this stuff and finding more and more evidence, and seems to be linking all of this into a extraterrestrial threat.
The arrival. Has Barry done any more in the Bible codes themselves?
Yeah, he's got one if you want me to read it.
Yes, by all means.
Yeah, he's doing that investigation, and he's got that image up and a lot of the emails. And also, he just a couple of days ago put out a new one, a new Torah code. It says, Dr. Fauci says Remdesivir is working against COVID-19. Still under construction, but it's got eight words or phrases in it. Let me read them and see what you think. Number one, and of course, when I say that, and I may not be pronouncing it right, Remdesivir, that's that new medication, you know, they're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, number one, Remdesivir. Number two, China. Number three, working. Number four, Fauci. Number five, liar. Number six, a phrase that says famine is severe in the land. Number seven, a phrase that says Lord will do to all kingdoms. Number eight is a phrase that says, for if a man dies suddenly. And you know what, Stuart? You know, some of this wording in the Torah codes we're getting for 2020 or 2021, they really do make me think a little bit and consider my old information of what I called God's prehistoric rapture.
Yes, a die-off. Yeah, we should get into that one of these days because there are a lot of references even in the New Testament, let alone the Old, that talk basically about a die-off rather than a rapture. In other words, we've been looking at it as people being lifted up and taken out, whereas there's a very few, of course, at the very end, where we who are alive and who remain kind of indicates that there's a massive die-off of God's people before that occurs.
And you know what's interesting? Yeah, you know what's interesting, Stuart? Biblically, if you will, you know, actually I found that information I used in the, and I'm not asking anybody to believe it, but I found in the book of Jasher the information about the original die-off of all of God's people that happened within 1 year, a one-year period of time, just before the flood. And at the same time, so you've got really, if you look back at the prehistoric situation before the flood, you had actually two incidents. You had all the people that wasn't going to survive the flood that loved the Lord or loved God in a die-off. And then you also had the privileged group that were to go through the flood and be saved. And so there's two instances there that prehistorically could be looked at.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the Lord did tell us that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And of course, the Lord knew that when Methuselah died, that was the year the flood was going to break forth. So kind of interesting how all of that fits together. I noticed, though, in Barry's code, he's got Fauci in there and liar. Fauci, I think, is heavily involved in a lot of this stuff and is making a ton of money on it. Now, I don't know if he's involved with this medication, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was. You know, so.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, is I've noticed a lot of connections, and I kind of like you at times connect dots, and there seems to be a lot of historical dots between the Clintons and the pharmaceutical industry and Fauci and the CDC, and then you also look at the links between Fauci and us and Fauci's funding of the coronavirus work in Wuhan, China. I mean, this just is, when this puzzle gets to being fit together, it's a picture nobody wants to see.
Well, that's why I think most people, you know, it's like 9/11. They just cannot wrap their minds around the fact that our own government would do such a thing. Of course they would. They've been doing this kind of stuff for years. Here's a headline, folks, that kind of, I don't know what you would call it. I did vet it, so I know it's true. This is from Hal Turner. CDC lied. Here's the proof. Entire COVID-19 outbreak, one big farce. It's a total lie. Now, they're not saying that COVID-19 is not real. That's not what they're saying. What they have done, and you may remember when little Debbie came out on that in the task force and said, was asked a question about, well, what about influenza and all that? She said, well, yeah, we are kind of including all those things. And immediately after that, the death rate in America started to shoot way, way up. Well, here's what the CDC actually says on their own website, and I vetted it. I went there and I took a picture of it, so I got it. Guess what? As of 4/11/20, between, okay, they start in February 1st. But the deaths don't even, now this is COVID-19 deaths. At the end, 4/11/20 was the last one they took from February 1st. The 4/11 death count was 3,542. By their own numbers. This is their own website. Total deaths so far in the United States, 11,356. I'll repeat that to you. 11,356. Now, that's a little bit different than the 50-something thousand people that have died and are being promoted on our TV sets through Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and all of these propaganda, satanically lying mainstream media. Remember, it was said, tell a big enough lie often enough, and the people will actually believe it. Well, that's what's happened. You shut down an entire nation. You take away everybody's businesses. You lock them in their homes. You destroy them economically because in 2 months' time, you've had 11,356 people die. Folks, wake up. These people are satanically controlled murderers and liars. This is their own figures. Now, right beside it, death with pneumonia, influenza, or just plain COVID, not 19, but COVID. We all have coronaviruses in us. I bet you there's not a person around that doesn't have some coronavirus within them. It's very, very common. 54, this is a total death now from that, 54,000 217 as of 4/11. So now we're into May. So isn't this kind of interesting? On their own CDC website, they list the real truth. Okay, here's what Hal had to say. Centers for Disease Control has been shown by their own records to be outright liars who cheated Americans out of our economy, out of our prosperity, out of our jobs, out of our liberties, by telling us deliberate false numbers involving COVID-19. You've been fooled, America. We've been fooled, people. Fool me once, they say. That's okay. Fool me twice, and I'm basically an idiot. I think what we got is a bunch of idiots in America because you seem to be able to fool the massive population. They're cowering in fear. They're cowering in panic. They don't dare go against, a few did in Michigan, and I guess they've had other protests. And I think when the second wave hits, whatever it is, this will be much more deadly. This may be deliberate. They may want people to find out that this is a lie. The whole thing was a lie. Then when they introduce the next one, it won't be a lie. Now I want to roll down to another. What do you think about that, Larry? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'll just answer my opinion with an image. I sent you a photo image yesterday, I sent you a vial, a photograph of a vial. And
yes.
And remember what they've said all along, there is no vaccine for coronavirus. And what did it say on that vial? It said coronavirus vaccine, did it not?
I know. Yeah, the veterinarians have been using this for a long time. Coronavirus is very, very common, folks. And this is all a big lie. It's not that it's not real. And they've done something. Now, I don't know whether this is nanobot technology, which I highly suspect. And they've tampered with a real virus. And they've made this thing much more deadly. They've been working on this at BioLevel 4 labs for a long, long time. Germ warfare. It's the easiest way to kill off a whole population. We got the speech of the Chinese general. Well, you know, it'd be kind of sad to have to kill off 200, 300 million Americans. But, you know, war is war, and we need the ground. We need the land. So, you know, it is what it is. So although it's sad to do it, and he said the best way to do it, guess what? Germ warfare. You just set up some virus. And Fauci, excuse me, he financed, what was the money he financed at the Wuhan place? $7 million or something? Fauci did. He's been working on this for a long time. You still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And here's what's interesting is, you know, of course, Trump has been blaming this Chinese lab in Wuhan for the basic release of this originally, but here's Times of Israel, and I'd like your opinion here, Stuart, because it shows we mentioned ruler against ruler. This shows classic ruler against ruler still going on in Washington, D.C. And here's the headline from the Times of Israel News. President Trump remarks he has been told, shown, a connection of coronavirus and the Wuhan, China lab, but the United States intelligence agencies are touting that coronavirus is not man-made. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, Deep State, of course, has been lying right along to Trump and to the American people. They have an agenda, and that agenda is world domination. And the NSA has a big agenda. That's what they want, total control over everyone. But here's something that's interesting about Trump, and this is going to shock a lot of Trump people. And I want to read this, and you may remember for a long time now on this show, I've warned people about not trusting Donald Trump because he's not exempt in Psalm 2. He doesn't say kings and rulers with the exception of Donald John Trump. It says all the kings and the rulers get together against the Lord, against his anointed. Nobody's exempt. You may have wild cards, like Larry and I have said for a long time. You got these wild cards that may not go along necessarily with the new world order, the way they want it brought down, the big giant people like Satan and his upper minions. Okay, but here's the thing. Who is Donald Trump? Since he has taken office, he has done nothing to eliminate the real dangers of America's freedoms. We still have our FEMA. We have our FEMA camps. We have Homeland Security. We still have NDAA, Jade Helm exercises, etc., etc., etc. He has handpicked by himself and appointed these people only deep state operatives. They are all around him. His Trump Tower suite on the 66th floor is filled with Apollyon the Destroyer. It's laid out like a Masonic meeting hall. I don't know whether he's a Mason. I got a suspicion he is, but I don't know. He's part of mystery. And anyway, this is, now, you got to understand something about Mike Adams, who runs the, what is the name of that place he runs, Larry?
Natural News. Is that it?
Yeah. Yes, Natural News. Listen to what he's got, what he says now. Because Mike Adams has been a really strong supporter of Donald Trump. Now listen to this one. Red alert. President Trump pivots to mandatory vaccinations. Jumps in with Big Pharma's diabolical warp speed mass medical experiment on the American people. I can't read the whole article. I'd be here for an hour and a half, but I'll read part of it. Medical tyranny. Trump pivots to mandatory vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. I do have a clip of Donald Trump where he says you have to take the vaccination. President Trump now has a new goal, Operation Warp Speed. That's a partnership, fascism, with pharmaceutical companies and the military in a rush to create a coronavirus vaccine that will be mandatory. Now, this is Mike Adams. He's stepping into Bill Gates' shoes. According to a report by Bloomberg, the Trump administration is organizing a Manhattan Project-style effort to drastically cut the time needed to develop a coronavirus vaccine with the goal of making enough doses for most Americans by year's end. And instead of eliminating the police state and tyranny, Trump is doing just the opposite. He is now sided with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, making him complicit in the removal of people's basic human rights. Now, that's kind of interesting. Deadly stuff. Now, I'm not sure whether he's doing this deliberately or whether they took him in the back room. Want your family to live? Then you do it the way we want it done. So you don't really know. And I'm not going to, you know, speculate on it. I don't trust any of them because God says trust no one. Anyway, here's the next part of it. Is Trump pushing the Antichrist agenda of world enslavement, financial fascism, and depopulation? Now, again, this is Mike Adams, who not only loved Trump, but was really pushing for people to support him. Perhaps Trump will realize what he's doing and change course. Now, that is a possibility, of course. Or perhaps he's really a wolf in sheep's clothing and has been working for demonic anti-human forces this entire time. Note that under Trump, we now have a universal basic income rollout, insane levels of national debt, well, because they know they're never going to pay it back, we're going into a reset. The Fed buying up all the assets across the country, rapidly worsening censorship and big tech tyranny, no labeling of GMOs, no investigations into the vaccine industry, and literally nothing that would defend human freedom or liberty. Under President Trump, we have become less free, more oppressed, less healthy, and less informed. And note carefully that Trump continues to push the 5G, and I'll add in 6G because they're connected, rollout across America. President Trump, in other words, appears to be all in with the three pillars of mass death and destruction for America. And he's got this little drawing, the death science population, 5G towers, coronavirus, and vaccines. Now, this is what he says. I've been a Trump supporter for 3 years. I voted for Trump in 2016. And unless he radically changes course, I will not vote for Trump in 2020. And I will not vote for another big pharma vaccine shrill who has sold out America to the death science industry. If Trump is going to push mandatory vaccines across America, he can go to hell. So unless he alters course and immediately fires Dr. Fauci and ends the big pharma stranglehold over America, and by the way, he's absolutely right here. It is big pharma. that's actually brought all this down upon the people of the United States. You are locked into your home because of the medical tyranny. It's big farmers behind all this. It's Bill Gates, George Soros, Fauci, Little Debbie, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, he seems to be willing to sacrifice America to try to save the stock market. In other words, it's really a bargain with the devil. America will fall if big pharma is allowed to rule over our future. Trump now appears to have been in bed with America's most dangerous enemy, the vaccine pharma cartels that have focused on criminal operations across America for decades, and that's true. Robert Kennedy Jr. has come out with a lot of truth about vaccines and how dangerous they are. And you get banned for even talking about this stuff, but people need to hear it. I had my own little girl. I was forced into getting her vaccine by the pediatrician who said, if you don't, I'll turn you in. Well, she got vaccinated, and immediately her personality began to change. And I won't get into what we had to do, but we had to clean all that up. And you have no idea how dastardly evil the medical profession has now become. It's not that we don't have good doctors. We still got good doctors. But a lot of these doctors have left primary medicine, and they've gone over into the alternative health side only to be persecuted and all but destroyed. In fact, Dr. Reif, years and years ago, he figured out frequencies. You may remember Fitzgerald's movies or ads. Is it Memorex? Where she would raise her voice until the glass shattered. Well, imagine you can shatter a virus by frequency. Well, Reif figured that one out. They murdered him. They killed him. We are under a medical tyranny, and it's hideous in what its goals really are. What do you think, Larry? I mean, you know, Mike Adams is pretty well respected.
Yeah, and, sometimes I try to look at the big picture when I get overwhelmed. And, after you had shared that information with me today, I went out and took one of my prayer walks and was walking and thinking. And, you know, I had two things to consider. Number one, it struck me that how Cyrus, and we went through this before, so I'm not going to go really into it, but how Cyrus really, his big picture was Israel. And, and I know everybody thinks that Donald Trump came to save America, but if Donald Trump really is a Cyrus figure, he's not really going to save America, basically. He's going to do what is to be done for Israel. But on the other hand, this is the other side of this coin that I was considering at the same time. If you remember, and you remember the story of Haman, of course. I mean, everybody should remember that one. And what's odd, here again, you've got a king or a ruler over a nation that has an insidious, if you will, governmental advisory group. I'll use those words. That's not biblical, but that's what I'm putting Haman and his people into. And they come up with a big plan to destroy all the Jews, if you will. All the Jewish people. And what's so odd, Stuart, is the king or the ruler at the time, he seemed to go along with this plan, because remember, he allowed them and probably gave them his blessing to build the gallows that they were going to hang them all on.
Yes.
But suddenly at the last minute, in which a lot of times this is how God works, this is how the Creator works, he pulls a rabbit out of the hat where there should be no rabbit. And Haman and he got hung on his own gallows instead of the Jews. So we got to take a step back and look at the big picture and see maybe where really is this thing going.
Yeah, it's a kind of a quagmire in a way, because Trump is also, I think, judgment for the United States. He's bringing judgment. He's bringing Israel up for their time of judgment, because Israel still has to enter into their time of Jacob's trouble, which is a very hideous time. The Third Temple, the Sanhedrin, is rising up. In fact, I just saw an article where they plan to sacrifice a lamb on the Mount of Olives on May 7th. They're going to start their sacrificial worship services. I think whether they get approval from Netanyahu and the government or not, there's a high tension now developing between the Orthodox Jews and the Sanhedrin and the government over there. So this is going to be very, very interesting. But
hey, Stuart,
also, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you were mentioning that and what time it is, basically. And let me read you this article, because I never had considered what might send Jewish families back to the Middle East. And this
yes.
comes from a really different kind of angle, but it kind of dovetails into something that Anton Johansson warned of over 100 years ago. This is from Breaking Israel News. Here's the headline: Fears of New Civil War in America, as New York rabbi suddenly urges American Jews to leave for Israel immediately, as the U.S. will no longer be a place of refuge. Isn't the timing interesting? And the fear of a civil war coming, it seems to be the substance of getting the Jews back to the Middle East.
Very interesting in view of Antifa. And they're going to stir up even the nice people who come to these rallies. I think you're going to see a revolution. May not be until fall, or maybe next week. We just don't know. But isn't it interesting that if you get people like Antifa and white supremacists, et cetera, getting involved in all this, guess who they hate more than anybody else? The Jews. And so the rabbi, the good rabbi, may know that when he talks about an American revolution, that the real target is going to be the Jews. And what he's really saying is, you better get out now while you still can. Remember, what was that? You got involved in that secret writings of a Jewish persecution. And I'm just drawing a blank. Overseas, they were told to leave, and most of them didn't.
Oh, that was the Armenians before the Turkish slaughtered them.
Yep. Okay, so that was Armenians that were being slaughtered. So this has happened before. It happened in Germany. The real smart Jewish people left before it came down upon their ears. And if I remember right, I think they were told by prophecy to get out, and they wouldn't. And they were told back in AD 70, when Titus came in, they were told by prophecy, get out, and they wouldn't. So maybe this time they will get out, because we know from Zechariah that they do have to leave America, and they all have to return to Israel. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, what you're referring to basically is an article I wrote, an investigation I did on a secret Armenian letter. And so this may also dovetail into the Jews, because remember the boy prophet that came over from Russia and gave them the prophecy to leave Armenia before they were slaughtered? Remember,
yes.
He was a Christian, and there was a lot of Russian Jews, remember, and it could have been some Armenian Jews. And they fled. Some of them was, I can't remember the guy's name right this minute off the top of my head. He wrote a book talking about this letter. But, you know, what's also interesting is the fact that the boy prophet also sent a letter, a special letter, a secret Armenian letter with them to America, because they all landed on the California coast and they got really big there on the coast and dug in. But they also had a word that at a certain point they were to open this letter, which was guarded by an angel, and it was kept inside a Russian church, hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And what the word they were given by the prophet was, you're going to be sent to a land far away across the ocean, which wound up being California. And the letter said, and at a later time in that country, it will come a time again for you to flee that country because of what's about to happen in that country. And as a matter of fact, in the book, the Good News book or whatever it was that, the guy wrote about the letter and all, it said his opinion was that in this letter it would not only tell the American, Armenian, and Jewish peoples to flee America, but would also be a special word to the American Christians about what they were about to see happen around them. So this letter, far as I know, has never been opened, and it's full gospel businessmen's fellowship, whoever run that. He's dead now. But that's who actually had a lot of this information that I found.
Wow. Well, of course, the Bible tells the American Christian that the time is coming when, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her plagues. Now, there's been a lot of speculation. Does it mean come out of the apostate church? Well, I think that's obvious, yes, which is totally apostate now. And or does that mean physically remove yourself from America, because basically America is going to be destroyed and by a number of ways? Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. When you talked about the church there, I just wanted to make an observation that for the last few months, the American church all across this nation has been not only closed down and shut up, but even some arrested or ticketed because they tried to have church.
Yep. I think the Lord's telling them something. Your churches are empty. They're empty even if they're filled with people, because there's no truth in them anymore. And what did Jesus say something about? If the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot. And so right now, it's the police officers that are trampling it underfoot, because, after all, they are so worldly, like it says in Revelation chapter 3, we are in need of nothing. We are rich. And the Lord says, and you know not that you're poor, blind, miserable, naked, unsaved, and headed into eternal ruin. And they do not know. I get occasionally hate. I don't know what you call them, hate, but they try to correct you all the time. And I really don't want to get into it. I don't want to waste my time. I don't argue with people anymore. I was told, present it. Just tell the people, read their Bibles for themselves. They can read as good as I can read. And if they won't accept my word, that's what the Lord says, it's on them. And it's obvious they won't accept his word. Before we get any further, though, On April 22nd, now this is a little bit time ago, and I don't think we covered this, was an insider alert on, it's April 22nd, 2020. It says Gulf Coast and New Madrid, as events on the West Coast and East Coast occur, you can expect the New Madrid fault to open up. Maybe that's why all those earthquakes, Larry. This is on Steve Quayle's alerts.
Yeah, and it's been very, very quiet as far as the last two or three days across the U.S., which means something may be building. And then, of course, my friend in California emailed me today. He said, in the next 3 days, watch out.
Yeah, it says the New Madrid fault to open up from Canada to the Gulf Coast as the continental plate cracks open, because we only have raw data indicating the changes which are happening underground, while at the same time the models used to predict events are quickly revised because the existing models for the area do not at all match the changes rapidly occurring underground. And they did come out with a brand new map, and it's not good at all for the United States. Puerto Rico at the East Coast. While it is true that everyone expects there to be big action on the West Coast, make no mistake, there will be giant action on the East Coast as well as from Maine to Florida. In Puerto Rico, you can expect the island to split in half as a new volcano comes up from the seafloor. And as the island splits in a violent earthquake, if you look just north to the very flat state of Florida, you can expect a very large tsunami created by the splitting of Puerto Rico to roll over the top of Florida, flooding it from south to north, wiping out most of the places along the way, since the whole area is flat and there are no natural barriers to divert the tsunami until the energy from that tsunami is simply used up. Didn't Augusto have a vision of a tsunami sweeping over Florida, if I remember right?
Well, he actually had a vision or was shown. He was taken to Florida, basically, and shown southern Florida and middle Florida basically being gone, wiped out. And all that was left was an area up around, I can't remember, it's where there, but that northern Florida Christian Center was, up on north from there, up to Live Oak and that region. There was only a portion of Florida still available. So, yeah, you could see this happen almost at any time.
Yeah, it just seems like, and then we got Idaho, and we've got Yellowstone, we've got Long Valley Caldera, we've got all kinds of magma movement is going all over the United States. They've been sending out airplanes trying to figure out, I think, what's going on, although I think they know perfectly well that we're going to get hammered. And it's just a question of when or what triggers all of it. Have you got any more news on that area of the country, Larry?
Well, we're watching anything. All of that around Cascade. Oddly enough, the town, location of Cascade, Idaho, that's continuing. It's nonstop. Also, you've got Montana, towards Yellowstone. And what's interesting was, remember Stan Deo said California and up through the Cascades, there would be multiple volcanoes erupt at some point in time. And Steve Quayle now, who really put down Yellowstone or earthquake activity, Steve Quayle now has reversed. And I've been getting some updates from his group that are really indicating they're very concerned about an entire Cascade region of a major deal.
Yeah, I think we're headed for it. It's just a question of how the Lord's going to do it, or if he's going to allow the rich men to do it, which they do have the technology, Tesla technology. Tesla himself said he could shake the earth apart. And he also said, if I remember reading some of what he had to say, that he could even cause the sun to really start to act up. Speaking about the sun, I was sent a picture of a flare that enveloped the entire sun, hugely bright. Did you see that, Larry? I mean, this thing is getting weird.
I don't think I've seen that one if it was today, but I've seen a number of them the last week or two, but the flares seem to be flying off the sun, connecting with some object behind the sun. And which would indicate that it's not Earth-directed, but we get the charged particles, and at the same time, it indicates there is an object that's interacting with our sun that is relatively close enough to cause trouble.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that object on the side of the sun, and it's clear. I don't think they're making this up. I think those are real pictures. They're not doctoring. But it's not always there, which indicates that as the sun moves and it moves, sometimes it just hides itself. Here's some more headlines from Drudge. Pandemic could last 2 years. Well, a pandemic of what? If we've only got coronavirus at 11,300 and some odd, probably up to maybe 12,000 now, that's not a pandemic. It's all a lie. But this is the fear porn. This is the fear headlines. Oh, it's going to last for 2 more years. We're going to have to just lock everybody down if it even resurges a little bit. America squirming under stay-at-home orders. CDC eyes tracking through human waste. They didn't kind of stop at anything. Are mutations making virus more deadly? Well, of course. World on knife edge as cases spike and cities are now being shut down again. See what they're doing? This is after the lockdowns were lifted. These are fear headlines. No evidence that deadly bat virus escaped the Wuhan lab. Well, that's an absolute fib. They know it did. They also know that it is a bioweapon. Has to be. Model, 100,000 dead by the end of summer. They got it, boy, end of summer. We got to go from 12,000 up to, I don't know, what would that be, 88,000 more people got to die by the end of summer. Amid raising toll, Trump leaves grieving to others. Texas fatalities hit single day high. Sick vid shows dancing nurses carrying a corpse. Americans hoarding cash. Homeowners increasingly delaying mortgage payments. Meat shelves across the country hit empty. 1 in 6 unsure if they'll ever be comfortable in public again. On and on and on it goes. This is what propaganda does to you, folks. This is what happens when you tune into CNN and you believe everything you're told, or Fox, or anywhere else. You got to do your own investigating, just like the Lord Jesus Christ told you to do. Ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, continue in my word. And if you'll do that, you'll find the truth, and the truth will set you free. Same thing. Do your own investigating. Don't go to a church and take somebody's word for it. Don't take my word for it. I might be lying to you. Then again, I might not be lying to you. And the only way you're going to find out is be a good Berean. Get into the scriptures. Is what this guy says true or not? That's gone now. No, trust your pastor. He knows what he's doing. No, you're not supposed to trust your pastor. Bible says, trust no man, for the Holy Ghost is fully capable of leading you to the truth. Well, if you won't allow that, then I guess you're going to follow Billy Graham or Benny Hinn or somebody else. But the Lord told you not to do that. So, anyway. What else you got, Larry, quickly?
Yeah, well, if anybody wants a laugh, here's a good laugh, because they've chemtrailed all over my area all day long. It's so odd that in this time of lockdown all businesses and all medical procedures shut down, that the only thing that seems necessary is chemtrails and abortion. Now, that being said, also there is a scattered report coming in from South Korea that in the Hermit Kingdom, North Korea, that Kim Jong-un has made a public appearance. There are no videos or photos at the present time, but there is that report, and it's on Hal Turner and also on the Drudge Report.
Yep. Who knows? It might be a double. It might be real. It might be a fake. Such interesting times that we live in nowadays. I can't believe hardly anything you read, see, or the only book you got, folks, that's telling you the truth is the Holy Scriptures. No, there is no other book out there telling you the truth when it comes to the religious world of things and philosophies and all of that. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and take care, everybody. Heads up, and I believe your redemption really is drawing nigh. We're living in the most interesting of times. Anyway, good night, folks.